We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This morning, outrage in Memphis is growing over the death of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols at the hands of police.
He was a human pinata for those police officers. It was an unadulterated, unabashed, nonstop beating of this young boy for 3 minutes.
Oh, my God.
His mother, inconsolable, after officials showed the family and their attorneys body camera footage from the deadly encounter.
I watched about a minute of it, but I couldn't. Once I heard my son say, what did I do? I lost it, and I couldn't.
The footage, not yet released to the public, shows a January 7th traffic stop that left Nichols in the hospital traffic in critical condition. He died 3 days later. Police say they pulled Nichols over for reckless driving, that a confrontation followed, and Nichols fled on foot. Then another confrontation, after which Nichols complained of shortness of breath. All of this, his parents say, just yards from their home. Hi. The family and their attorneys unable to speak in detail about the video due to the investigation, but giving a disturbing account of what they saw.
Regrettably, it reminded us of Rodney King video.
All five officers have since been fired after an internal investigation found they violated multiple department policies, including excessive use of force, duty to intervene, and duty to render aid.
What does justice look like?
Murder one. Charges for all five officers.
Along with the Shelby County District's Attorney's Office, the FBI and Department of Justice are also now investigating. As Tyre's parents remember their son as a good kid who loved to skateboard and watch the sunset.
And I'm trying to stay strong, but it's very difficult.
I mean, how many traffic stops do we have to live through to understand that they go horribly wrong? They just do. This Tyre Nichols case is the same case that we see over and over and over and over and over again, where traffic stops end up with dead unarmed people. Dead unarmed people. I mean, so this one happened in Memphis, Tennessee, okay? And the Tennessee FBI got involved right away. I will tell you, the chief of police for Memphis is a black woman who has an extraordinary sense of right and wrong. She understood what the nature of this video was showing her. She understood that it was zero tolerance for humanity, zero tolerance for decency, zero tolerance for the rule of law, that this was just a full-on Rodney King beaten. And she after, you know, reviewing facts in this case, not only fired all five police officers, all five of them, who were all black. All the police officers were black. So please divorce yourself from the idea that, you know, the profiling is restricted to white officers profiling black men. No, black officers profile black men, too. I guess they do it just to fit in with the police culture. Anyway, she fired all five of them. And then you had two of the Memphis Fire Department employees who were supposed to be there to render aid also dismissed. They were involved in initial patient care of Tyre Nichols. There are no further details into what they did or did not do. But the town, the city of Memphis, they had a city council meeting. And the people who showed up to that meeting were like, well, then let's just see the body cam footage. Just let us see what the hell just happened here on this traffic stop where this kid, I mean, it's a 29-year-old man, where he was literally less than a football field away from his mother and father, his stepfather's front door. He was less than a football field away from safety in their home, safety in his mom's house. And he was beaten to death. Now, you should know he fled on foot after he was initially pulled over. He asked the police officers, what did I do? They're telling us it was a reckless driving suspected. Let's use their words. It was a suspected reckless driving pullover. And he asked them, what did he do? And frankly, I guess they freaked him out or scared him or started on him or, I don't know, tased him, whatever. And he tried to flee on foot, which, yes, makes you more likely to be beaten and apparently here to death by police officers. But can anyone understand the impetus to flee on foot from police officers when you are a black man? He was, yes, unarmed, and no, he wasn't on drugs, nor did he have any drugs upon him. He doesn't do drugs. He's not a drug user. He's a 29-year-old man. He is a pillar of the community. And this happens like yards from his mom's front door. But, you know, if he had gotten home, well, then I guess we could have put it, instead of in the Rodney King territory, maybe we could have put it in Breonna Taylor territory, where he was killed in his own house or in his mom's house, you see. But anyway, I'll play you the city council meeting where people are just, you know, they're trying to keep their wits about them. They are. And they're trying to, you know, just explain. We just need to see what happened. As a community, we just need to see what happened. And they're asking for the body cam footage to be released. Okay.
As you know, there was a murder that took place here on January the 7th, I believe, Mr. Tyree Nichols. He was murdered at the hands of the Memphis police. I'm very upset with everybody on this city council because you are our representatives. You are our checks and balances. And not one of you have come out publicly and demanded that tape that we paid $3 million, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Wade, when we paid for the body cams, we, the taxpayers, paid for it. This is about transparency. And damn it, we gonna have it, or we need a refund on our tax dollars that we paid. The public wants to see what happened. We wanna know, are we really employing people that think it's okay to beat the shit out of folks? What we heard before, we pay for these cameras. We want to see what is going on. Do I wanna see the video? I don't know. I'm a mama too. So many of us are. We're brothers and sisters and children, sons and daughters. But what we do want to see is justice for Tyree and everyone else like him walking these streets.
Okay, so the police body cam footage has not been released. And it does look as if Memphis, the police chief in Memphis and the city council in Memphis, we're trying to respect the people of Memphis in this way. Today, they brought charges, murder charges, against all five police officers, or they're going to a grand jury to get the indictments. And it looks as if they withheld the release of the body cam footage until they were able to bring this these charges to a grand jury to show the city of Memphis that they are respected, that something horrible, something murderous, something, you know, inexcusable, something inhumane did indeed occur, but that the city of Memphis is not washing its hands of it, nor do they think it's acceptable, nor do they think that it was the right thing or a good result or anything like that. They're not spinning this story. They're not saying he shouldn't have ran. Because we all know, you know, cooperating with the police, you know, oh, it has so many benefits, doesn't it? No, it's not like cooperating with the police has saved the lives of, you know, people. It's not like that. So they're having a press conference right now with the Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy, who is, you know, explaining to the city and to the United States of America that they take this seriously, that charges will be brought to a grand jury, that they are looking for second-degree murder charges against all five of these police officers.